President Joe Biden met with his attorney general and local leaders Monday to talk about the nation's spike in gun violence. He unveiled his five-part plan to deal with the issue last month, but it's an issue he's spoken about before, both earlier in his presidency as well as back when he was vice president in the Obama administration.
I guess I look at the attorney general. We've been at this a long time. Seems like most of my career I've been dealing with this issue.
Biden's Monday meeting included mayors of large and medium-sized cities, including Sam Liccardo, the mayor of San Jose, which has become the first city in California to require gun owners to have liability insurance.
I want to thank them for being here, and I'm going to look forward to hearing from them because I'm going to be asking them what they think we should be doing in the federal level.
Part of Biden's plan includes using COVID relief funding from the American Rescue Plan. A White House memo released Monday says local and state governments, in its words, can and should use $350 billion from the rescue plan for public safety.
Our strategy provides, including funding for law enforcement through the American Rescue Plan, for states, cities, and to be able to hire police and pay them overtime in order to advance community policing.
The new memo cites the example of cities like Syracuse, New York, Kansas City, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Walla Walla, Washington. Those cities, among others, have announced plans to use the federal money on things like police hiring, gunshot detection systems, and collaboration with mental health providers. While the memo calls that federal spending the core of the president's plan, Biden is also looking at other approaches. One is to, as Biden puts it, stem the flow of firearms used in violent crimes.
It includes cracking down on holding rogue gun dealers accountable for violating the federal law. It includes the Justice Department creating five new strike forces to crack down on illegal gun trafficking, and the Carters supplying weapons to cities of New York, from New York to the Bay Area.
Biden also wants to invest in community violence intervention.
What we want to do is when we know we utilize trusted community members and encourage more community policing, we can intervene before the violence erupts. At least that's been the consensus in our experience. And community violence intervention programs have shown to reduce crime in some cities by up to 60%.
Biden is also proposing to fund other vital services like mental health and substance abuse programs, job training, and summer job programs.
And this is going to help prevent crime and support young people to pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Another approach in Biden's plan is to help provide support for formerly incarcerated people to re-enter society. That means things like housing, job training, and other supports that he says have, up to now, been denied them.
Somebody gets out of jail right now after serving their time, they get a bus ticket and $25. They end up under the same bridge they left. We know this will help. This will make us all safer. And the American Rescue Plan funds programs to help get job training, apprenticeships, and work experience so they can gain stability and security and a chance for a better life.
Biden's plan comes as former President Donald Trump and some other Republicans are trying to weaponize the issue of gun violence against the Biden administration by criticizing Democrats as weak on crime and tied to calls to defund the police. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.